Warning, the following content contains sounds. It has been shown that some sapiens of the Homo have episodic memory towards some sounds, therefore forming a bad reaction to certain sounds. Nevertheless, the sounds we use are only to mock actions and notions, which are, of course, ridiculous. We are not mocking the people who have them. No, no, no. Because you know in time, you may change what you do and change what you think. Having said that, this is Correlation Sensation, a show where I talk about your mother's mammalian protuberances. Yes, yes. They come in all sorts of shapes, colors and textures and smells. But of course, we will proceed to something more important.
Hey, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something really stupid and take someone else's life.
Oh my god, you see what he did?
Oh my god, look at all these people getting all lumpy up at my place.
I just want peace.
I am going to kick your ass.
So yeah, some people say, you know, I already covered Hero Phyllis. I already covered the neuroanatomy he spoke about, or others spoke about regarding Hero Phyllis discovering. Mainly Galen. We'll cover him soon. But I mean, other than that, what is there left to cover, hmm? Well, I got some things. Before, you know, I get on the phone with Void. You know what? I'll just say the corrections when I call them right now. I'm gonna call them right now. Yeah. I'm so alone. My woman left me. It hurts. God damn it. I even have her name saved. Sexy human female. Let me do this.
Hey, this is John Papanito.
Hey, how do, buddy?
John Papanito, he's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, one moment. I got to go ahead and put you in three-way.
I don't know if John Papanito like that three-way.
Hello, Void.
How's it going, Gark?
Pretty good. One moment, I'm going to merge you two.
Okay.
Hello, this is a conference call. Everybody here?
Oi. John Papanito here, a conference call?
Yeah. Correlation Sensation conference call.
Why we have a conference?
Oh, I don't know. That's what the phone says.
Ah, I go conference once. All we do is get drunk and talk about stupid things.
Well, I don't do that.
Yes, I'm going to tell you how to save money on selling faulty medical gear.
Faulty medical gear?
That's how you go to conference. Try it sometime.
Oh, okay. So, lo and behold, someone made a mistake. I don't know who. It was not me.
What was it?
Well, first correction is that Hero Phyllis didn't believe the heart was pumped, or the blood was pumped by the heart. Well, the cause. He thought the brain sent the signals to the heart because of the nerves.
Oh.
Yeah, that's correction number one.
Okay.
How he get that wrong?
What?
He should cut open more bodies.
He did a lot. Some people say he cut open over 600 human beings.
It's cool. It didn't take up a lot of space. You cut him up.
Yeah, I don't know. I tried a couple, but it gets stinky in here.
Yes. The heart's beating underneath the floorboards isn't good.
You should try lemon juice. You take away all the smell.
I don't know about that.
You gotta try it, then you know.
I might try. I'd try almost anything about now.
Yes, don't just get caught with lime on a shovel.
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, so lime and lemon in a shovel.
And then you put it in a coke, and you drink them both up.
Oh, like that song. That's what that song was about.
It is now.
Okay. So, Herophilus has been sighted by Galen, who was sighted by this dude named Coon, and then this dude named JMS Pierce.
I don't know if you would talk about a Coon anymore.
I think it's like a German name. Kuhn, but the U has those two dots above it. Isn't that Coon?
I don't know. Maybe Coon.
Coon?
Don't talk about Nero. The two dots are silly. They don't do nothing.
Oh, they don't?
I don't know.
So, like, con? Like, oh, that's really close to that one word. What's that one word? Sounds like con. She's a real big con. What is that? Oh.
He's a woman.
That's a woman?
See you next Tuesday. See you next Tuesday.
What?
What? Aren't we podcasting again next Tuesday?
Are you leaving?
No, I was just saying, making a joke, because that's how you spell the other word. See you next Tuesday.
Oh, he said a funny thing.
Oh, I get now.
Okay. So here, Phyllis, wrong, yada yada, what else?
Why, you just talk like this ain't no serious business.
No, very serious. I was just catching us up with speed.
Oh, so he liked the fourth ventricle more than all the others. Because the fourth one was the biggest hole.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
That's silly. You don't want the biggest hole, you want the smallest hole.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
We need plenty of lubrication. Is blood lubrication?
What?
He made it funny. He said he want more lubrication because he got bigger hole.
Oh, he the CNS, cerebral spinal fluid in the, CNS there be lubricating.
Oh, for electrical signals. Gotcha.
They said it was for more cushion, but I didn't know they meant for lubrication too.
Need some more cushion for the cushion.
Yeah, maybe exactly. That's why he likes, ventricle number 4. He said this was what?
Nothing. I was gonna say it's probably easier to see because of the size, so maybe it was easier to work with.
Oh, yeah.
Just a hypothesis.
Ah. Well, they're saying ventricle number 4 was where Herophilus believed the soul to be. And this is the last place where, the Numa Numa comes from.
Numa Numa?
Yeah. And this is actually like the beginnings of where the
phenomena?
Three-cell theory comes into play. You have the anterior ventricles, then the middle ventricles, and then the last but not least, the most posterior ventricle. Yep.
But there's a 4. 4 chambers.
Yeah, there's 4. There's 2 lateral, then you have one that's like in the middle, then you have the last one.
Okay, if you say so, yeah. I don't know how 4 become a 3, but you say so, so it must be true.
Oh, well, because the lateral ventricles go on either side. So, that also is another thing that's like related to the next topic, which is about nerves. And the cranial nerves, they come in pairs. So when they say the optic nerve exits out here, it's really both nerves.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this is the last part. Like the fourth ventricle is like where the memory's stored. So therefore the soul must be there because that's where all the memories of your life are. According to Herophilus.
He got it wrong.
Yeah, I know.
Very wrong.
I got upset when I realized he believed in Numa like Hippocrates too.
Oh. Yes, which is referring to the soul, if anyone wasn't caught up listening.
Well, if they're not caught up listening, they better go back right now.
Yes, to get the full story.
Yeah. So what do you guys know about the cranial nerves?
It connects, it is sort of like the tree of the branches of the, all the different nerves that branch off from it going to the brain, right?
They exit the brain just superior to the neck. And they,
yes,
and they supply, most of them supply like just the head, but you got the one tricky bastard that like to travel down, but we're not covering that one.
Oh, we don't want to talk about tricky bastard here.
No tricky bastards. We have enough problems with those people as they are, you know. This one cop tricky bastard go kill person with an 8 minute kneel down like a douchebag.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Proper technique, but not the right situation, because you don't need that too long. It's any human life that's not good.
Yeah.
It's because he hit the tricky bastard.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think they should force him into general population of the prison.
That might be too bad. I don't know.
No, that's okay.
It's okay. He's alive forever no matter what happens.
Yeah. That guy gonna be, garbage truck driver or something.
Not even that. Minimum could be 40 years. That's if they stick him with the third degree.
Ooh, that's what they should do.
Yes.
I stuck with somebody with a third degree once. It wasn't good, but I enjoyed it.
What you do?
The third degree.
Yeah? Like a mason?
Oh, you know, I can't share the secrets.
Oh, you Illuminati?
Tell Papa Nito, he not tell you anymore.
Oh, man, don't tell me you're the reason why all those crazy nutbags think that the reptiles control the humans.
Tell Papa Nito, he know we control the humans.
Well, we're not supposed to let them know. We're supposed to make them, you know, sound crazy or something.
No, lizards just lay on rocks. Lizards just lay on rocks.
Yeah.
They don't control.
Yeah. And bite your fingers if you get too close to their mouth, goddammit.
One time, we had a gecko for my father's class, and once he put it in the bathtub, not with any water, just to run around, and he kept on hissing at us because he didn't want to get out. He was having too much fun. And then once it got up somewhere, we couldn't get it because it was an iguana. But then, unfortunately, it got outside when one of the students had it over the summer, and it went to missing. It just got out the door.
Yeah.
Need to wait for a walk.
Yeah, oh, Numa. Yeah.
Parents do that all the time. They go for a walk, and they don't come back.
Yeah.
Yes. For cigarettes or milk, but it goes across that to other deadbeat fathers.
Yes. Cheeky bastards.
Yes, exactly.
So last episode, we briefly covered the cranial nerves credited towards Hero Phyllis' discovery when he chopped up all those poor criminals. We have cranial nerve number 2, right?
Yes.
Do you remember which one that one is? I'll give you a hint. You see with it.
Yes, it is the optical nerve.
The optic nerve, yes. This one exits the brain second superiorly to the olfactory nerve. But it's, you know, it exits most posteriorly, more towards the middle, but just in front of the middle.
Yes.
No, wait, that's the optic chiasm.
Oh.
The optic nerve actually connects to your occipital lobe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Occipital lobe for layman's is what?
It's that back part of your brain just above the cerebellum.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. And from some diagrams, it looks like the right signals from both eyes go to the right side, while the left signals of both eyes go to the left side when they mix through the optic chiasm.
I wonder how that works with me, because I only have the one eye.
I bet it's the same one, because it was just the retina that was screwed, right?
The whole thing, I can't
remember. Whole thing?
Yes.
Whoa. So they went all the way into your brain and took that out?
Oh, just the eye and the stem and probably the retina or the nerve just died off from lack of use. Oh. Like,
wow.
It's okay. That's why you got a two.
Yeah. Yeah, quit your bitching.
It's a backup.
I was
it's like a Sega hard drive.
Well, the crazy thing was,
with a cloud.
I was lucky because they normally find the cancer in both or in the brain. But I was lucky and they only found it the size of a pin in one eye. So I had checkups all through life to check for anything, and I was all good.
Man, they screwed up. We should get Captain Grouch Gobbler for that one.
Captain Grouch Gobbler. He put us in a heart with a soul ease.
Yeah, they butt pounding, yeah.
I hear the wee-woos outside.
The what?
Sirens.
Sirens again. You live right by hospital, though.
Yes, firehouse and hospital. But I was wondering if it was the going to basement wee-woo or the alarms.
Oh.
John Papadino, he doesn't stay in the basement all the time.
Yeah, this bastard, he leaving one.
You don't come out of the basement.
Yeah, it's safe there.
Then they can't get you, because you're on the ground.
Yeah, you don't have the rioters.
I was very close, but they calmed them down and became just peaceful protests, because they got all the way to the Buc-ee's behind my work.
Whoa.
We closed early one day, but they didn't get close at all that. My boss came over the intercom and said, "We're sorry, we are closing because of the protests. It's because it is unsafe." And so we had to hurry and close everything down. And we were out there in like 20 minutes.
Wow.
That was a pretty fast time to close it down.
Yeah, you guys did it real good.
Yes. Well, the thing is there was no real danger, but it was to prepare for later just in case. Because we got the word from the big hunchos. So our work scrubs gobblers told us maybe you should do that because you guys may not have enough time when you close. So,
did you put all the good stuff up front so they don't have to go through the whole store?
It is just used stuff. They probably would just do it for one destruction because it's only used clothes. Plus, also double pane glass, so maybe a little bit harder to break.
You know.
Yeah, I'm just making sure it's recording.
Oh, okay. Double check, mic check. Yes. Okay. So you were talking about the different, sipsinal.
Okay. Jesus Christ. Got that audio fixed.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
He got a little scared because he saw the squiggly line disappear, even though it didn't disappear.
Oh, it disappeared from the screen. My computer's slow.
Oh.
I saved it, and then I clicked out of the program and rebooted it up. Because I guess when I played with it, it got retarded on me.
It got retarded on you?
Yeah, you know, it's really slow, so it's like, what do I do, you know?
Can I use that word?
I can't?
This is not a good word to use.
Why not?
People don't like it when you say they're retarded.
Well, I'm not calling anybody retarded. I'm calling the computer retarded.
He's a somebody to somebody. You can't call a computer retarded either.
What?
You can't use that word. People get mad.
Why do they get so mad?
I don't know. They just do.
Well, I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry you got mad. And this is the name of the damn podcast, Correlation Sensation.
Teachers is different. Man, they're retarded.
What about the manuals? You know? The mechanical manuals, they say, you know, to retard the speed, you can do this.
He's not 16, he's retarded.
Yeah, you retarded it by making it slow.
You're slow.
Socially, yes. Very slow.
Okay, well, talk about something important. Back to topic.
Back to topic?
Back to topic.
Okay, back to topic. Back to topic, Void?
Yes.
Okay, cranial nerve number 3. Ocular motor nerve. This one exits the skull via the superior orbital fissure. Do you know what that is?
It's a fissure above the superior.
Yeah, it's above where the optic... Wait. Above it's the optic orbital. Nerve. What?
Orbital, it's around.
Yeah, it's just behind the eyeball.
Oh, okay.
Up towards your nose. A little above where the optic nerve exits. Yeah. And it supplies the signals to help innervate most of the extrinsic muscles of the eyeball and of your eyelids. Not much about that nerve. Back to nerve number 5. This one, does anybody know what cranial nerve number 5 is?
Is it like a mambo number 5 yourself for dancing?
I bet you could dance with your mouth with it.
Oh,
it's a foot of mouth.
Yeah, it supplies most of your face with sensation and the motor function of your mastication and your swallowing.
Wait, this is a famous show. We don't talk about masturbation on here.
Mastication means swallowing or no. Moving your mouth, right?
No, chewing. Choo-choo.
Gotcha. You know what really sucks? I have a inside story. Family friend had stroke and had issues with this receptor and can barely talk or chew. He is getting it back, but it'll take a lot of therapy to get it back.
Damn.
He used to be a big negotiator and really patient, so he would come and make deals with unions, and so they called him Quaalude Butt because he was cool as a cucumber. But unfortunately, he has to be really patient and work through things. But hopefully he can get on the mend. But
I hope he gets back to normal.
Yes, he was a really good artist, too. He has a bunch of paintings in my parents' house that my mom bought out of sympathy, but liked them.
Ah. So, yes. The trigeminal nerve is the largest cranial nerve. And it's called trigeminal because it has 3 main branches that exit out, and it goes all over your face. You have like one branch that's like the forehead and brow area, and then you have the other branch which goes like from the brow down to the upper lip, and those are mostly sensation. But the muscle and the sensation both occur in the most lower one, the mandible portion of the trigeminal nerve. And that's the last portion is what Hero Phyllis is known for. Cranial nerve number 8. This is the vestibulocochlear nerve. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
It's okay.
Yes, we're just listening intently.
Oh, does anybody know what your vestibules are?
Vestibules? Like the vestiges?
No, vestibulos. How about your cochlea?
He's a cochlea nerve, that's for hearing.
Yeah. Yeah, your vestibulos. I said vestibulos, haha. Your vestibules are for the balance part.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
one of my friends was on the medication, and he got imbalanced as a side effect coming off of the medication. It sucked.
Boy, it sounds like it sucks.
Yeah. He had to go back on it because the side effects of not having it were so bad. And it messed with balance.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Sounds like a bad time.
Yeah. How do you get a hold of all these people?
He is a close family friend that was on medication for several mental disabilities and chemical imbalances. So it was a flu kind of thing, you know, for people who just maybe have a little bit more outbursts more than usual, just to kind of soothe their wanderingness. But he's pretty lucid now.
Boy, I'm glad he's a little more lucid now.
He is.
Well, anyway. My bad. What were you saying?
He doesn't let his disabilities get in the way of place.
That's good. Yeah, this nerve exits like the most lower portion of the pons area in the medulla, which is like the lowest portion of your brainstem.
Yes, which controls your not exactly is it reasoning or is it just your is it reasoning medulla oblongata or no?
Oh no! It's like the opposite. That's like the most primal part of the brain.
Crocodiles are so mad.
Yeah. Their medulla oblongata. I think they actually discredited that one.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, they're angry anyway.
Well, I think it's more of a primal thing of wanting need to eat versus that. And so it is more of an instinctual reaction of food goes towards my mouth, I open mouth, basically.
Ah, maybe.
Yes.
It sounds like the medulla is really related to a lot of, autonomic parts of the nervous system. Like a balance. Anywho, I think breathing. Yeah, I gotta look that one up. Then the last cranial nerve that Herophilus is known for is cranial nerve number 12. Traveling from the medulla oblongata, both dorsally and caudally, towards your tongue, is cranial nerve number 12, the hypoglossal. This one is responsible for sensation on the anterior portion, 2/3 of your tongue. Helps you to taste things and to lick things.
If he's only doing 2/3, what does the other third?
It's been a while since I read about this one. I think it might be a cranial nerve. I'm gonna fuck this up. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say cranial nerve number 9. Hey, Void, you wanna look that up?
What?
What cranial nerve number 9 is? I only looked up the ones Herophilus is known for. No?
I'm doing it right now.
Oh, sweet Jesus. I mean, sweet Noma.
How did he miss a number 9 if he go all the way to number 12?
No magnifying glass.
He must not be very good at stuff.
He had to do this outside in the public, in the hot sun.
The
glossopharyngeal.
Yes, that's it.
That one innervates your salivary glands.
Ah, so basically you have to have a lot of saliva, say it too.
Nom nom nom, help break down food. You want to do a quiz over this?
Sure, what is up?
John Papanito, do you want to do a pop quiz? John Papanito?
John Papanito? He do whatever he want to do. You make a quiz, maybe I take it, but maybe he don't.
Okay. So, question number one.
Purple.
What is cranial nerve number two? Do-do. Do-do-do-do.
Is that the one for the eyeball?
Yeah, which one? Which one for the eyeball, though?
Occipital nerve. Right?
You both were speaking. My
occipital
brain.
Occipital nerve?
Well, go to the occipital lobe.
These are the one that helps you see a thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the optic nerve. Okay, that's half credit.
Okay.
Question number two. What is the name of a cranial nerve number three?
Number three? You must have said it. He's putting in the question like we don't know what he's saying.
Ocular motor nerve.
Ah. That's the one that makes the eyeball move.
Yeah, most of the muscles are innervated by that nerve.
It's also purple.
How you know this?
I know things.
Okay. Like the heart in the butt. People thinking with their hearts. That's why their butt to be pounding.
Is it true?
Very, very wonderful. What, was Void saying something?
No.
Okay.
It was stupid ad. It just popped up on the screen. No one doing anything.
Oh, he was watching the pornography. This is how he gets on ads. Pornography coming with an ad.
Oh, I got to tell you one I saw the other day.
What?
It's a family show.
It was this woman. She was wearing scuba gear. And sitting on the... What?
It's when she's smelling farts.
What?
It's a Death Clock song. It's called Air Tank Full of Farts.
That sounds a metal.
Yes. I don't know if that's what it's from, but I think it
was.
Okay. What was the porno?
She was in a small above ground pool.
You know, she sounds like she's wearing too much of clothing if she wears scuba gear.
This is the weird thing. So there's this guy, he's dressed up as a seal, and he's swimming in the pool, clapping for fish.
Did she club him?
She smacked him in the face with the raw fish.
Like a baby seal. She beat him.
Yeah.
Did he honk her horn like in the circus?
No. But she said, you like fishy things, don't you? And I said, ugh.
And then he used his nerve number five on her fishy thing.
Oh. Someone will remember something. Question number three. What is the name of cranial nerve number five?
Wait. You didn't have question number four? You already did question number three.
Okay. Got that one. Question number four. Question number three was what is the name of that one?
These are quizzes all over the page.
That's because I asked you what is the name of cranial nerve number five.
I think it's because you were thinking about a porn.
That may be true. But...
You didn't watch a women in swimming suits.
You gave me the action of cranial nerve number five. Not the name. So, question number three. What is the name of a cranial nerve number five?
He's a motor mouth.
Void.
Yes.
You know how we're in a three-way?
Yes, online, in the conference room.
Yeah. On a Zumba Boomba.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. Anyways, so, we're on a three-way.
in the cranial nerve number 5 has something in its name.
Well, no, c'est toi.
What?
Toi.
Toi. You're toi. Speaking French now?
Si.
Oh, I see what you do there.
Sprechen der Deutsch?
Nein. Dome origato. Mr.
Obato.
Yeah.
Si, si.
So try geminal nerve was the answer to 3, which none of you have supplied me. Son of the beach. Question number 4. What is the name of cranial nerve number 8?
We forgot. You hit us now.
Well, I'll tell you what, it has something to do with your damn ears.
Well, I was
he's
just going
a cochlear nerve. He's a cochlear yeah. nerve.
Yes. Full balance.
Vestibulocochlear nerve. Half points go to John Papanito.
The Papanito for the lead.
And the void repeated what John Papanito did previously and gave me the function of cranial nerve number 8.
Uh-huh. Oh, I said the wrong thing. Sorry.
You son of a bitch. I have to beat you with a fish.
That's weird. You see it in a porn, and now you do it in real life. You stay away from me. Why don't I sit in my basement?
It was funnier when Monty Python did it.
Why a python?
What?
Uh-huh.
A python smacked someone with snake?
No, no, with fish. They sing about Finland, then hit each other, and with fish.
Oh. It's silly.
Sweden. Sweden has the fish.
No, no, they sing about Finland, laddie, laddie, la, and then hit each other with the fish and spin around.
Oh, play on words. Haha, very funny.
It's a city.
Yes.
Yeah. Nothing like this podcast. Very serious.
Serious.
Yeah. Dean, what is the name? What is the name for cranial nerve number 12? This is question number 5.
We used to talk about it, but I forgot. It has something to do with the tongue.
Yes.
It's that one word I couldn't say. The oxyl, or the gyrogaphila, or the...
It's nasopharyngeal.
In the Garden of Vida?
Pharyngeal. It's something like that.
No, hypoglossal.
This one.
Number 9 is the... whatever, the pharyngeal thing. Yeah, that was the quiz. You fail.
He knows all the answers because he had it written down. He's a cheating.
I'm the teacher. You without pupils.
I got a pupil.
Yeah.
He's an eyeball.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I forgot? I forgot to cover cranial nerve number 7. That was another one. That was the facial nerve.
He didn't make some mouth move.
The facial nerve. Wait. Cranial nerve on number 5. Make sure. Your mandible move.
But number 7 makes your face move?
Yeah. But it's
John Papanito know about you, but part of his face is his mouth.
I know. So the way they separate the facial nerve from the trigeminal, other than anatomically, is that you make facial expressions with the facial nerve, while you just chew with the, trigeminal nerve. Then you use the hypoglossal nerve to, nom 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 nom. Taste.
Nom 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 nom.
Yeah, that one. Again, cranial nerve number 9 is making me salivate. Thinking about fish. So, how you guys doing today?
Good. Weather's going to get kind of crazy, but I don't know.
You know my favorite... What?
What?
Who?
Your favorite what? I said the words might get crazy tonight, that's all.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
I say my favorite thing about this kind of weather is you just go outside with your bar of soap and you get a free shower.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Oh, is it good?
Get a cold shower, that's a weird. You're a weirdo.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely am. Wait, you were saying you're normal?
John Papanino, either normal as it come.
Oh, with his heart in his butt.
See? But normal.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Oh, don't tell me you're not weird.
You're a pervert.
I did a background check on you.
John Papanino don't have no background.
Virtue signaling much to cover up the past. I see what's going on here.
Tom Papanino, I think you making stuff up. He's a fake news.
No news here. This is all old stuff.
Fake news. They had a news back then.
News? What news? What?
What?
Who?
Who?
Ah, yeah, that. Damn, I wish you guys had passed on the quiz. You guys just gave me silly answers.
You should have asked a better questions.
Oh, I will. Next time, I will. I'm going to cover Iris Stratus next time. Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about that sapien of the Homo?
I don't know what you were saying.
Iris Stratus?
My ears are not a Stratus.
No, it's a sapien of the Homo named Iris Stratus.
Iris Stratus.
Yeah. Iris Gender Stratus. See what I did there? Ha ha ha. No?
No.
Not funny? Okay.
I have to go really quick to entertain each other. I'll be back in 30 seconds.
He's gonna go whack off. He can't stop thinking about the fishes.
He like to see people in a super scuba diving.
Yeah.
Weird.
He's the one who showed me that video.
You like to watch the video too. You weird too.
Hey, you know, whatever passes the time.
You know, time is gonna pass no matter what. It's just always a goal.
Well, I have no more excuses. That's right.
See, you should podcast on excuses, and then you have them all because you write them down.
Oh, that's a good one. I could call it excuses.
That says an excuse for a bad name.
Damn right.
You should call it answers.
Oh, how about a podcast called Fake News?
Oh, wait. Every time you turn on the TV or see a fake news, somebody gonna get mad.
Yeah, there are a lot of fake news there.
The best part about a fake news is they say all the other news are fake too. So
yeah.
Everybody have a fake news so they know real news.
No. It's like the battle of the fake news.
I go back. Thank you for waiting.
Hey, that was more than 30 seconds, buddy.
I'm sorry.
He used a timer. He is cheating again.
I didn't say...
All the questions and answers, and then he used a timer.
I didn't say you couldn't use a timer.
He's a Gore character. He's a cheater.
I didn't say you couldn't even take notes. Did I say that? No.
He's a quiz. You won't get notes on a quiz.
Maybe next time you learn, you take notes, so you know.
You take a quiz with a nods, you just a stupid millennial.
Oh, yeah? Is that because stupid millennials, you know, they read on the research and they realize when you write stuff down, you remember more?
No, it's because they can't remember anything because they have a cell phone all the time and they look it up. They don't want nothing.
They're kind of true. But I don't think it's just millennials. I think there's a lot of people.
Well, old people do too, but they do it all wrong because they look up on fake news.
I don't know about all of them. And what is this, you know, what is old? What is old, you know? Like 50-year-old?
50s, no 40.
Oh.
I don't know what that means. How can something still be the same thing, but also be the new thing? It doesn't make no sense.
Yeah, I heard that 10 years old is the new zero.
What the fuck? If you give a bud to a 10-year-old boy, your vagina gonna break. Make it no sense.
Could you imagine the size of the belly on that one?
I'm not thinking about belly anymore.
Oh, why not?
I'm thinking about the vagina.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, says the one who says I'm being creepy.
You eat a fish, I mean the vagina. It's a different. Homo or the sapien don't get off on the fish. That's weird.
No, the smacking of the fish. You know, something about an attractive woman with a dead fish. Turn me on.
That's weird.
I think you need to see a doctor.
Yeah, you see a doctor.
A doctor? No, they'll find out.
Not the hippophilus guy. He got it all wrong anyway.
Yeah, he didn't get it all wrong. He got a lot of things right.
He thinks your brain is in your heart.
No, that was Aristotle. Herophilus actually thought your brain was in your brain.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you heard...
He wants you to have your memories in your heart. Your memories in your brain.
No, he said... Well, he did say the memory was in the fourth ventricle, but I mean... He still knew it was up there.
That makes no sense. How can you see it in one place but know it's somewhere else? That's called lying.
Well, he doesn't know. He didn't know. And, well, we don't even know if he knew. Because these son of a bitch's writings were burnt in the Alexandria library burning.
Oh, you know why they burnt that library, don't you?
Various reasons at various times by various groups.
They wanted to build a new thing, so they burned the old thing down.
There were still some left after the Christians and the Romans burnt it. Then the Muslims came and burned it all down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's the trifecta, like the trigeminal nerve. So, you want to do next week, Erisistratus?
Okay. Is this a topic now?
That will be the next one.
Okay. Papa Nero, he talks to you about the stratus.
Yeah, you look up the stratus, I look up Erisistratus. And boy, you can do whatever you want.
Okay, but I'll try and get to know.
Yeah. And we leave in peace, right?
Yes, leave in peace.
Yes, here's a guitar player from Escape Code. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. Vote for Cork if you know what's good for you for 2020 President of the United States. Yes.